Taylor, this is such awesome news for you as you get the chance to continue your professional career. Take me through this whole process and what the last couple of weeks have been like going from being a student at SU to signing a professional contract to play in Iceland.
Yeah, thank you. So it's been kind of a whirlwind couple of months, coronavirus and the pandemic and everything. So basically what happened was I was called about 2 weeks ago asking if I'd be okay with playing in Iceland. And since then, I've gone through immigration and doing a bunch of paperwork, which was proved to be pretty difficult because it was in a different language. But I got it all figured out, and I got here on Saturday. I had my first training yesterday, and I'm getting ready to go to my second training today.
What's been the toughest part of the whole adjustment?
I would say just the language barrier. I would say that people here are very nice and very accommodating, and if you talk to English to them, they talk in English back to you. I think the most difficult part so far has been during practice when, you know, the coach is talking in Icelandic and I have to try to figure out what's going on.
We're chatting with Taylor Bennett here on VTL, Dryden High alum, Syracuse alum, now playing professionally with Afturelding of the Iceland Professional Women's Soccer League. So obviously it's been a whirlwind, as you kind of alluded to it. What has been the easiest part of this whole journey that's come about here over the last couple of weeks?
I would say my support system. My family and friends made it really easy to, you know, get all my stuff together and help me get out here in a timely fashion. And out here, I also have a really good support system of coaches and managers who are helping me through everything, helping me get settled, doing all the little things. The team has been really accepting. As soon as I came in, they were talking to me and making sure I knew what was going on, like translating for me when I needed it and stuff like that. So the people have made it a lot easier.
How did you end up with this club? How did they kind of go about finding you and offering you a deal?
So in December, I signed a contract with an agent, Michael Beattie with PSC Sports Management. And he helped me through this whole process. He has lots of connections, and he's able to get people playing in really high places. So he was able to put me in contact with this team, who decided after they saw my highlight video that they would like to offer me a contract, and then it was just signing paperwork from there.
That's awesome. We're chatting with Taylor Bennett of Afturelding, who is a former Dryden High School standout, also a former standout with the Syracuse Orange in the ACC. You know, Syracuse has had some really, really tremendous soccer players who have gone on to play professionally, and you're essentially added to that list of soccer players. Has this always been a goal of yours since playing in the ACC and playing with Syracuse to eventually continue your career post-college?
Yeah, of course. I think it's always been kind of a pipe dream for me since I was 4 years old. I think I've always wanted to be a professional soccer player, and I just wasn't sure until recent years or even recent months how it was going to happen, but it's happened.
That's so cool. You know, I kind of want to go back because I remember calling so many of your games here on ESPN Ithaca and watching your sister play and your mom coach on the sidelines at Dryden. What has that impact been for you? And what did you learn the most during your high school experience that has maybe helped you on this soccer journey that you're currently on?
I think the biggest takeaway from my high school experience is just that, you know, I was captain of that team, so learning how to, you know, talk to different people who come from different backgrounds, because even in a small town like Dryden, like, people come from many different backgrounds, and you have to know how to deal with certain people, whether that be positively or negatively. I've had no negative experiences so far, so I think that really helped me. But yeah, I mean, you can take away anything from really playing in a small school where you get the opportunity to perfect your craft and do things that you may not have the opportunity to do at a higher level or a more competitive league or, you know, like the ACC kind of setting.
Whether it was, you know, playing for Syracuse, playing at Dryden, playing, you know, for national teams and everything like that, what is the biggest lesson you feel like you've learned? If you can do a little bit of reflection right now, maybe the biggest takeaway or something that you've learned as a soccer player that has led you to this point of your soccer journey?
I would say control the controllables. So some things that you can control are your attitude and how hard you work. You can't control other people. You can't control other people's decisions, but you can control how you respond to it.
That's a good answer. Taylor Bennett joining us here on BTL. Dryden native, also former Syracuse standout, now playing professionally in Iceland for Afturelding of the Iceland Professional Women's Soccer League. Take us through a little bit about what the team has expectations-wise for you. Are you still going to be a defender? Do you know what the schedule is like? Can you go into a little bit more detail about that stuff?
Yeah, so I was picked up as a center back, so most likely I will be playing center defender. The first game that I should be playing in is on Thursday, and that is dependent on coronavirus testing results, because everyone has to be tested when they come into Iceland. Scheduling-wise, I mean, we have games every couple of days, like Thursdays, Sundays usually. Practices they're high level, they're high paced. People in Iceland play very technically, very skillful form of soccer. I mean, the coaches expect you to work hard, expect you to give your best. They expect you to be a team player. And I, so far talking to the coaches, they've expressed that the girls on their team are good people. They're good people first, good soccer players second.
You mentioned the skill set, and I'm kind of curious how it maybe differentiates between what you're used to and what you're seeing out there right now.
So I would say in different countries, there's different styles of play. So the United States has been known for, you know, being strong and powerful and fast. I would say Iceland is, they're kind of like that. They have more of a savvy, flashy skill set to them as well.
You just actually brought up something that I was thinking about, and that is coronavirus. And obviously, it's a global pandemic. It's not just here in the States, but just about everywhere. Have they said what it's like there in Iceland? Is it widespread as it is here in the United States? And can you go through a little bit more detail about how they're going to be testing you, how many times they said they would be testing you and your teammates and whatnot?
Oh, in Iceland, they've pretty much reopened the country completely now. I mean, no one's wearing masks or anything. It's not a huge problem here anymore. But they do test in the airport as soon as you land. So I got those results back. I came back negative for those. I'm going to test again in a couple days just to be sure. And then once I get the results from that, I can start playing fully. But they're very cautious. It's been handled well here.
That's great. And Taylor, before I let you run, it's a simple question, but I do want to know, what are you looking forward to most about this professional career that you're embarking on over there in Iceland?
I'm just looking forward to the experience. I'm really excited to see something new. I'm really excited to continue playing soccer. I feel like I haven't played soccer in forever because of the shutdown. I'm excited to see where this takes me. I feel like this is the start of something, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
That's so great. Taylor, we're so happy for you. Congratulations on a great 4 years with Cuse. Congratulations on this professional deal. Have fun. Go get them out there. Really appreciate a couple of minutes, okay? Be well.
Thank you so much.